Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
What's your routine when you leave your house if you have animals? If you have pets, like, what's that thing that you do? Today's National Pet Rescue Day, and Raven and I are both rescue parents. We are all about adopting and rescuing your pets.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I handle things when I leave the house and the way Raven does, two very different things.
Here is some of the stuff that my wife and I do when we're leaving the house with our animals here. Here's my wife telling you about it.
If it's during the day, we have to make sure that the shades are closed so the sun's not shining on the crate so they don't melt. We have to move the stools because they block the camera. So we have to move the stools, turn the camera so it's facing the crate so we could see them the whole time we're gone.
Motion detectors are set.
We have to make sure that they have each have their little guy with them in their crate, but it can't be a guy that they actually chew on because they'll get the squeaker out. Blankies, make sure the TV's on antenna so the cable doesn't shut off. 12 volume to make sure certain lights are on so they have enough light so they don't feel like they're in the dark. We also have to check the weather and make sure there's no thunderstorms coming.
Or else we can't leave.
Right. Wow. That's a lot of stuff.
Yes. That's a lot of stuff.
She forgot
Raven.
To take them out before, we go. They got to go to the bathroom before we go, obviously. Make sure they get a drink before we go and usually give them a snack. She said that originally, but then the dogs went crazy when she said it in the recording. So I cut that out because then they hear the word snack and they go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I believe that my dogs are beginning to be able to spell, because if you say S-N-A-C-K, they know. If you spell walk, like, they know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Now they know. It's a lot.
You make me feel guilty about poor Lila Bear.
Yeah.
So my rescue, she's going to be, what, she's going to be four? But when we leave the house,
yeah,
this is the conversation I have as I'm frantically putting the shoes on my kids and yelling at my husband because inevitably he's not ready to go wherever it is.
Sure.
Did somebody take Lila out?
Right.
Did somebody take her out? No. Does anybody take care of Lila except for me?
Right.
Right. And then it's me frantically running her around the block as fast as I quickly can so she can go potty and then locking the door, getting in the car, and being 10 minutes late to wherever we're going.
I mean, no wonder the dog's a little bit stressed, right? I mean, she feels like she's been late her entire life.
Yeah. It's funny because when it comes to your pets, there's certain routines that you have when you leave the house. Ours is very simple. Ravens, incredibly elaborate.
Right.
1-800-330-9999.
And we'll turn around if we miss a step.
Oh, good. I'll be like, she'll be fine. Lila will be fine. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. What's your routine when you leave your house when it comes to your pets? My favorite part of this whole story is that we haven't even touched upon the fact that you bought a stroller for your dog.
Yeah. Somebody yesterday in my neighborhood too clicked a photo of me while I was out walking the dog in said stroller from the worst, literally the worst angle it could be. So not only do I look terrible, but the dog's got a cone on his head inside the stroller as I'm pushing him down the street there. And that's in my neighborhood app. Thanks a lot, Nanette.
It's National Dog Rescue Day. Raven and I are huge proponents of adopting your pets, and we both have rescues. So it's funny, though, because I have this thing where when I leave my house for Lila Bear, my dog, it's just like we make sure she goes out, we lock the door, we say, we'll see you later, baby girl, and we move on with our lives. Raven, can you do a quick list of all the things you do when you leave?
We have to move 3 pieces of furniture so that it doesn't obstruct the camera view of them. They both go out potty, of course. They've got to get their toys, but it can't be toys that they can rip apart and eat the squeezy that's inside there. They get their blankies inside that. We've got to close the shades so that the sun doesn't fall on them, depending on the certain day. And we've got to check the weather to make sure there's no thunder or lightning. There's other things that I'm missing, but it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Incidentally, I bought my dog a stroller because he's injured and recovering from surgery, not because I just wanted to roll him around like a baby or a doll.
Why did you put a bonnet on him?
It's a cone.
Oh, okay. what is your routine when you leave your house when it comes to your pets? What do you do for them? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I have a cat. Her name is Nala. And I feed her every morning, and I make sure I put on Animal Planet for her because, yes, she enjoys watching it.
Yeah, so does she have, like, favorite shows? Does she watch when you're home, too? Because what I've noticed is my dogs love Planet Earth. They love when the Birds of Prey are on. When you've got the dancing birds.
Yeah.
Oh, they love that.
Yeah.
And my little one really loves hyenas.
It's weird.
Yeah, she just likes watching any animals on TV, so Animal Planet it is, we leave on for her.
There's actually a dog channel that they came up with that, like, Xfinity invented, I think, this past year. I watched it for a while, me and the guys, then it seemed like it was on repeats.
By you and the guys, you mean you and your puppies?
Of course.
Yep.
And Raven, what's your pet routine before you leave the house? What do you do for your pets?
We have to make sure we take off all the collars, including his zap collar. And then we make sure we give him a Kong with some frozen treats in it so it gives him some time to eat all of his food before he gets all stir-crazy in the crate.
Yeah, that's sweet, right? Like a snack before you go and the restraints come off. That's good. But do you take off the collar basically because you're afraid of them choking?
Yeah. All for protection.
Yeah. No, we're totally paranoid too. Right. You're a good pet parent. Good job.
I never even thought about that. I like that they freeze the treats to make it last longer. It's smart.
Oh, we'll try that for you tomorrow.
Yeah. Can you do that with my Activia yogurt on the fridge? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do, your routine for when you leave the house with your pets?
So I started this new routine about 6 months ago, which I probably shouldn't have started because I take the little Kongs and I put peanut butter in them and I freeze them. So now my little dog, all she wants to do is have me leave.
Right.
She gets fed. I take her out. I take her for a walk. And then I'm trying to get ready for my morning, but she just wants me to leave so she can get a freezer treat.
Right. If you leave her favorite TV show on, it's about all she needs. Right.
Right. She's like, wait a minute. When I leave, I'm going to get more of those really cool frozen treats. Mama, go. Get out of here.
Right. Don't you have somewhere to be?
Pretty much. She whimpers till I leave. But if I come down and I wear my pajama bottom, she doesn't think I'm leaving the house, so she's okay with it. So I literally change like 3 minutes before I leave.
I'm about to say, what do you change in the car?
Morning.
Right. In the kitchen. Right.
What's your routine when you leave your house when it comes to your pets? 1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. It's National Dog Rescue Day. Raven and I, huge advocates for rescuing and adopting your pets.
Sure.
But it's very different how when I leave the house and I leave my Lila Bear behind versus what Raven does, his routine when he leaves the house.
Here's my wife, Alicia, giving you a little snapshot.
If it's during the day, we have to make sure that the shades are closed so the sun's not shining on the crate so they don't melt. We have to move the stools because they block the camera. Turn the camera so it's facing the crate.
Motion detectors are set.
We have to make sure that they have each have their little guy with them in their crate, but it can't be a guy that they actually chew on because they'll get the squeaker out. Make sure the TV's on antenna so the cable doesn't shut off. 12 volume. To make sure certain lights are on so they have enough light so they don't feel like they're in the dark. We also have to check the weather and make sure there's no thunderstorms coming. Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
You guys are absolutely nuts, but maybe not. What's your routine when you leave the house when it comes to your pets? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So my dog likes to get into whatever he can while I'm gone, so I have to make sure I dog-proof the house. But I'll try to, like, leave Mozart or something on the TV while I'm gone on YouTube.
To get smarter. That's why.
Well, sometimes you think it relaxes them. What does he get into? Is he like a trash fiend, or is he more like a food, or what?
Food. I don't know how, but he is somehow able to get into high places.
Yes.
I've yet to catch how he does that, but I have to make sure everything's put away in a cabinet.
I have a friend with a 60-pound dog. She could not figure out for the life of her how the dog was getting on the kitchen counter. getting on the kitchen counter, they would stack like extra stuff that they had next to a kitchen cart, paper towel bundle or whatever. Like, you know how you get the big one at the box store or whatever?
Yeah.
The dog would jump up on top of that, go over the kitchen cart to the counters.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, how did the dog not get hurt?
What I do to block off certain rooms, Dakota, it's my 2-year-old, I use her, like her power wheels.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I have one power wheels that blocks the stairs.
Right.
I have another one, like the, you know, like the car that has the feet on the bottom where you can push the car around. Right. That blocks the entrance to the living room.
So there's an Escalade in one corner. Yeah. There's a,
right. Little Tykes, that red and yellow car.
And then the dog really wants to get by, they'll do it anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, what do you do for your pets when you go out?
My pets are treated better than I treat my husband, I'll admit. Like it's a half a second saying goodbye to him. It's 20 minutes saying goodbye to them. I make sure, you know, of course, that their water bowls are full. And we just do this very long, like, mommy's coming back. Don't
right.
worry. What do you need? They get a little extra treat. Like,
right. I'm coming back. Thing. Right. I'm coming back. Don't worry. Mommy will be right. back. Right.
Mommy always comes back. Mommy always comes back.
That's what right. I say to Dakota, my 2-year-old. I don't right. say that to the dog.
Right. Meanwhile, your husband, though, you just walk out. You're like, yeah, I'll see you.
Maybe I'll come
right.
back.
Right. 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 Yeah. Watch yourself. Oh, maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't be. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. When you leave your house, do you set your pets up with anything? What do you do for your pets?
Yeah, well, I turn on the TV on a low, sort of like usually nature shows.
What do you have?
Noise. A little Shih Tzu poodle and a cat. I don't even know what the cat is, really. Walter.
That's what he
Walter
is.
The cat.
I actually, for the cat, for Walter, I leave the window open so he can stare out at the birds. Because he goes insane when he sees birds.
Right.
So that usually keeps him entertained. That's his entertainment.
Well, sure. If you open up an artery and dance in front of a shark, they'd be interested too. Your cat's a hunter.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.